From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A surge in the construction of new single-family homes has fueled an unexpected rise in housing starts, the biggest gains since the government's tax credit for homebuyers expired last spring. But the number of building permits issued in September was at the lowest level in more than a year. Economist Patrick Newport with IHS Global Insight says the numbers show builders remain cautious until the employment market rebounds.
This is just another bad housing report. Housing starts really hit bottom about 24 months ago, and they haven't advanced very much since.
Newport says the market also will not get back to normal until concerns about the possibility of faulty foreclosure documents are fully addressed. Protests against changes in France's retirement rules are widening today, with some demonstrators clashing with police. Strikes in France are causing gasoline shortages and airline flight cancellations. The country's president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is pledging to crack down on troublemakers and to ensure that public order is restored. Lawmakers in France are set to take final votes on the retirement changes this week. The national elections are 2 weeks from today, but with some intense campaigning still ahead, special interest groups have already spent more than they did before the congressional elections 2 years ago. NPR's Peter Overby has a look at the numbers.
The analysis comes from the nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute, which now projects that the non-party, non-candidate groups will end up spending about $564 million this year. That's up 40% from 2 years ago. Most of the additional money appears on the conservative side. The Institute projects that ultimately about $334 million will be spent to help Republican candidates. That's about $100 million more than pro-Democratic groups are likely to spend, a reversal from 2006 and 2008 when liberal groups dominated. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Federal regulators are lowering their estimate of the cost of bank failures in the U.S. by $8 billion over the next 4 years. The new figure from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is $52 billion during that period. The agency says losses to the fund that insures bank deposits have been less than expected this year. The nation's largest bank, Bank of America, says its operating profits have rebounded in the third quarter. But Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports the company posted a net loss because of a write-off of its credit card division.
Without the write-off, Bank of America says net income totaled $3.1 billion, strengthened by improvements from its credit card and mortgage divisions. The bank also announced a shift in its consumer banking division. The company says it's moving away from a penalty-based system and instead will focus on being more transparent with its pricing while also pushing customer incentives. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 111 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A ruling is expected today from a federal judge in California who earlier ordered the Pentagon to stop enforcing the ban on people who are openly gay serving in the military. The government wants her to delay that order. The judge expected to deny that request. At least three people are dead and 17 others injured in an attack on a parliamentary complex in the capital of Chechnya today. One of the victims was a parliamentary official. Australia's prime minister says she expects some troops and advisors to remain in Afghanistan from her country through the end of this decade. But NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports public support in Australia for the war effort is eroding.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard said that the U.S.-led coalition now had the right strategy in Afghanistan. But she said that helping Afghans to build security and governance would take time, and Australia would remain engaged there at least through the end of this decade. Gillard was speaking in a parliamentary debate on her country's involvement in Afghanistan. Both the ruling Labour and opposition Conservative parties back the war effort, but a hung parliament has forced Labour to ally with the anti-war Greens, who called for the debate. Australia has about 1,500 troops in Afghanistan, the largest contingent of any non-NATO country. 21 Australian soldiers have died in the conflict so far. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Chiang Mai, Thailand.
A former JetBlue flight attendant has pleaded guilty to attempted criminal mischief and will undergo at least a year of substance abuse counseling and treatment. Stephen Slater was working on a JetBlue flight that had just landed in New York in August when he suddenly grabbed the plane's PA, berated passengers, then grabbed a beer and slid down the jetliner's emergency chute. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.